We have to protect the health and the wellness of our staff as well as the public. That means that we must listen to and lean on the guidance that we get from the national and the local public health authorities. But then we all know that there is an obligation in the law that says that the census has to turn over a population count of all residents by December 31st to the Congress and the President.
Michael Cook is the chief of the Public Information Office for the United States Census Bureau. Recently, officials at the Bureau released a report stating that with the approval of health officials on the federal, state, and local levels, they will begin dropping off the 2020 census questionnaire packets on the doorsteps of Utah households. This will be done in areas where most households don't receive mail at a physical address. There are many safety precautions being taken by the Bureau to balance meeting the December 31st deadline and protecting workers. According to an NPR report, this includes providing a 10-day reusable face mask and gloves. Workers will also follow social distancing protocol of standing 6 feet away from others and undergoing safety training before being allowed to work. Although many people self-respond to the census, going door-to-door is important for an accurate count.
The way we conduct the census is the vast majority of people are going to self-respond, but when it comes to completing the census to make sure it is accurate and complete everywhere, there is door-to-door counting of households that have not responded. That has not changed. That is still a major component of the census. And as Al said, we're just monitoring and evaluating on an hourly and daily basis in terms of moving forward.
As this stage of operations opens back up in Orem and Salt Lake, the Census Bureau will work closely with federal, state, and local health officials to maintain the safety of workers and communities. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Eliza Hardy.